Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Brightview Senior Living named to the 2025 People Companies That Care list. Brightview Senior Living has been named one of the 2025 People Companies That Care by Great Place to Work and People magazine. This marks their third time on the list, climbing to number 77 from their previous ranking of 81. To earn this spot, Brightview Senior Living surpassed rigorous benchmarks, establishing itself as one of the best companies to work for in the country. This recognition is based on over 1.3 million employee survey responses and data from companies representing more than 8.4 million employees. Brightview's commitment to creating a culture of warmth, hospitality, respect, and belonging for both employees and residents has been highlighted. The Companies That Care list is highly competitive, with honorees selected based on their ability to care for employees, families, and communities. Biomed news breaks, Heartbeam Inc.'s NASDAQ IP momentum continues with new patents advancing 3D ECG technology. Heartbeam Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol BEAT, has recently obtained two new U.S. patents, further solidifying its position in cardiac monitoring technology. With a focus on advancing 3D ECG technology, the company now boasts over 20 U.S. and international patents, with more applications in the pipeline. CEO Robert Eno expressed the company's commitment to simplifying cardiac monitoring outside of medical facilities. These new patents will help expand the reach of their innovative technology, revolutionizing the future of cardiac care. For more information, visit Heartbeam's website at www.heartbeam.com. Houston Area Women's Center opens One Safe Place Houston. The Houston Area Women's Center officially opened One Safe Place Houston, a 5.5-acre campus designed to offer safety, dignity, and support to survivors of domestic and sexual violence and sex trafficking. The site brings together partners to provide comprehensive services in one location, ultimately supporting up to 350 survivors. One Safe Place Houston is a collective vision reflecting respect, resilience, and renewal. The campus includes supportive housing, on-site services, and community spaces designed by GSMA architects with survivors in mind. Court Furniture Rental furnished the campus to create a home-like environment. This project is a public commitment to the safety and well-being of survivors in Houston, showcasing what's possible when organizations and community members come together. Support HAC's mission by becoming a lightkeeper and visit adeptic.org for more information. Clean Inc. NASDAQ CLNN reports Q2 2025 results as company prepares for NDA submission and extends runway into 2026. Clean Inc., listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, has reported its second quarter 2025 financial results as the company gears up for a new drug application submission for its lead candidate CNM-08 in ALS by the end of 2025. The company is set to have FDA meetings in Q3 2025 to discuss ALS survival benefit data and MS development plans. Additionally, Clean reported $7.3 million in cash and cash equivalents as of June 30, 2025, with recent financing extending its cash runway into Q1 2026. CNM-AU8 is an oral suspension of gold nanocrystals aimed at improving energy metabolism to restore neuronal health. Clean is focused on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to treat neurodegenerative diseases like ALS and MS. Jupiter Neurosciences CEO and president talk about the power of Jotrol and the launch of its longevity consumer line with Benzinga. Jupiter Neuroscience's CEO Krista Rosen and President Allison Silva discuss the company's focus on longevity and brain health with Jotrol and its new consumer product line, Nugivia. Jotrol, an enhanced resveratrol formulation, offers antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects, activates PARP1 for DNA repair, improves cardiovascular health, and enhances cognitive function. Nugivia leverages Jotrol for mitochondrial support, mental clarity, and beauty from within. Jupiter's reformulation of resveratrol achieves higher plasma concentrations with lower doses and no GI side effects, making it a key therapeutic for neurodegenerative and longevity issues. The company has also launched Nugivia, a direct-to-consumer line targeting skin health, mitochondrial support, and cognitive function. Revenue from Nugivia is expected to grow over the next few years as more brand ambassadors promote the products.
Akari Solutions deploys Medcognetics' AI imaging platform to expand breast cancer screening access in rural India. Medcognetics, Inc. and Akari Solutions, LLP have partnered to deploy Medcognetics' AI mammography platform in mobile screening vans serving rural communities in India. This collaboration addresses the shortage of radiologists in India, enabling instant analysis in areas with limited access to specialized care. By integrating Medcognetics' AI software into Akari's diagnostic workflows, the initiative aims to provide critical early detection capabilities. The deployment leverages FDA-cleared Cognet AIMT software designed to reduce bias in cancer detection. This partnership aligns with Medcognetics' mission to globalize equitable access to diagnostic imaging and Akari's goal to optimize medical imaging processes for efficient healthcare delivery.
Researchers use AI to improve RNA nanoparticle design. Researchers at MIT have developed a new AI method to design nanoparticles that can deliver RNA vaccines and other RNA-based treatments more effectively. The findings were recently published in Nature Nanotechnology. Studies suggest that as more advanced technologies are commercialized by AI companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc., the paradigm-shifting impact of AI in healthcare will continue to grow. Scientists turn bacteria into Trojan horses to deliver anti-cancer viruses into tumors. Scientists at Columbia University have developed a groundbreaking cancer treatment using bacteria as Trojan horses to deliver anti-cancer viruses directly into tumors. By utilizing this method, the treatment bypasses the immune system's defenses. The bacteria are attracted to cancer cells, and once inside, the viruses attack the tumor cells. This innovative approach is part of the growing field of using oncolytic viruses in cancer treatment. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics, Inc. are also making progress in this area. This breakthrough represents a significant advancement in the fight against cancer.
Investor news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited, NASDAQ QNTM, FR0K91, provides corporate update. Quantum Biopharma Limited (KNI1) recently announced corporate actions, including settling $26,812.50 in debt through Class B shares issuance and granting 800 RSUs to clinical advisors tied to regulatory milestones for the Lucid MS program. The creditor shares and RSUs are subject to a statutory hold. Kevin Malone is no longer an advisor. Quantum Biopharma is focused on developing treatments for neurodegenerative, metabolic, and alcohol misuse disorders with drug candidates in various stages of development. Colorado Rural Health Center celebrates Safety Net Clinic Week in Nacharita. The Colorado Rural Health Center celebrated Safety Net Clinic Week in Nacharita, Colorado, honoring Basin Clinic with a luncheon. Governor Jared Polis signed a proclamation emphasizing the importance of rural safety net clinics. CRHC CEO Michelle Mills highlighted the vital role these clinics play in providing healthcare services to uninsured and underinsured individuals. Despite challenges like limited funding, workforce issues, and changing models, safety net clinics continue to serve their communities. Basin Clinic was recognized for their outstanding performance and dedication to rural Montrose County. Governor Polis declared August 17, 23, 2025, as Safety Net Clinic Week in Colorado, acknowledging the significant contributions of these clinics to the well-being of Coloradans. Cythera Therapeutics unveils breakthrough enzymatic platform for next-generation peptide drugs. Cythera Therapeutics has unveiled an enzymatic platform that creates durable thioether staples to lock peptides into drug-like cyclic structures. This breakthrough, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, offers exceptional versatility and expands chemical space for designing next-generation peptide drugs. The technology, co-authored by Cythera and University of Utah researchers, acts like a molecular stapler, precisely architecting new peptide structures. Unlike natural disulfide bonds, Cythera's thioether staples are robust and protease-resistant, potentially improving stability and oral delivery. The platform's controlled promiscuity allows for diverse peptide sequences and non-natural building blocks, paving the way for more effective and stable peptide therapeutics. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.